Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
Welcome to Mouthing Off. I'm known around the world as a continental lover, the cosmic cowboy himself. Known from coast to coast like butter on toast. I'm the one and the only Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with a superstar herself, Patricia Summerlin. Sunny, the California girl. What's up, Patricia? How are you, P.S.?
I'm doing great, Eddie. How are you? You sound like you're in a great mood. I like that butter on toast, actually making me hungry with that intro. But let's get to telling everybody that I'm super excited, I will say that, about Fab 40. I wasn't first, I'm at second, which is okay, because push comes to shove, tomorrow's the day for the vote. So get your vote just before it hits. And then December 1st, I go on to the finals. And then December 15th is the winning day. So I'm pretty excited. I'm ahead of the bunch. And I'll take second for right now until tomorrow. We got to make that push. So everybody go to Facebook and Instagram and also LinkedIn. I share it on my LinkedIn account. You can actually go there and hit the link. And vote. You don't have to be my friend on LinkedIn for that.
And we're going to hit a little MLB action. Free agency is really heating up, Patricia. And then a little college football. And, of course, the National Football League. And we're going to talk about that goat. He's starting to smell. And that you know, he should have walked away, Patricia, when he could have held his head high and not being in – you know, the Southern Division of the NFC is really weird. There is no team in the whole division, Patricia, that has a winning record.
Right. It seems so. Yeah. You know, and as I told you, I said he should have walked away, you know, when he was good and you know, looking like the star that he was, because now he's definitely not. And he's not the GOAT, Eddie.
No, he's not. He's starting to smell like a GOAT because he's, you know, that arrogance starting to get. And you know something? We'll be right back because we got to pay some bills. We're going to take a pause for the cause.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites, fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to...
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select a request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
We're back with Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my sidekick, the one and the only, the superstar herself, Patricia Summerlin. Sunny, the California girl who's fixing to win that Fab 40. Major League Baseball is heating up in the wintertime, Patricia, of all things. And guess what? Houston's Justin Verlander and Miami's Sandy Alcantara are unanimous Cy Young Award winners.
That is awesome. You know, I love Justin Verlander. So, you know, that's to be expected because he's just A1 on his game, boy, for Houston. He's been number one. And Sandy Alcantara, I'm not so familiar with, Eddie. What's
yeah, he's out of Miami.
Out of Miami.
Yeah, he's out of Miami.
That's not one of my favorite teams. You know, we got to follow those teams that we love. We know the players on our teams. And, you know, since Dodgers are out and been out. But, good for them. That's awesome. And I told you that Justin would win the Cy Young. I think we talked about that on a few of the past shows. It's the second time the winners in both leagues were unanimous since the award began in 1956, woo, before I was born. And the first time since Denny McLean and the American League and the St. Louis Bob Gibson in the National League swept in the voting in 1968. I was just a baby.
You know, while they were changing your diapers, man, these guys were great pitchers. And Bryce Harper, he's a great ball player too. Getting ready to go under the knife with Tommy John surgery. And he won't be available for the Phillies until the All-Star game. And that's really bad for the Phillies because they need him. And other breaking news, Justin Verlander, unbelievable. He declined, Patricia, he declined, listen to this, a $25 million open contract, that means 1 year, with the Astros to become a free agent. Can you imagine that? You know who may sign him? You know who may sign him? Your LA Dodgers.
That's what I was just going to say. You know, it'd be nice if the Angels would pick him up because the Angels need some help besides their...
Yeah, why in the hell would he want to go to the Angels? He'd never win a game.
Well, because it's challenging for a good player like that. You got to take on the challenge. You know what I mean?
Hey, at 39 years old, hey, Patricia, at 39 years old as a baseball player going into 40, you're done with your challenges. It's like you want to go to a good team that you can cruise in and win about 20 games and go to the World Series again.
Tom Brady, Eddie. Tell that to Tom Brady. Jeez.
Yeah, he's going to pull the Tom Brady. That's what he's going to do.
How did that
he
work?
He wants to cruise in.
Take down the underdog team, I guess. He can't even do that right. But, you know, Justin Verlander, I think, is top-notch. And the Dodgers have so many good team players. I just don't – I would love for him to go to the Angels. But, wow, I think he hit his head because $25 million? What? I would say
for 1 year, and Houston's got a great team, and they got a great place to live.
Yes,
you know what I mean. And it's like it's not like you know, like in the Woodlands, it's beautiful, and you know over there where David is, it's nice and it's beautiful. And so you know when you talk about Houston, that's not a dump. I mean, it's a great city, and it's a sports town. You know, they really support the Astros, and you know. Well, the Texans, you can't support them. They're so bad. But it's, you know, I just love Houston. Houston's a great town, and it's always been, you know, Texas has always been good to me, Patricia. And you know something? The Astros. You want to talk about the Astros? Astros made a big splash in free agency, signing Jose Abreu from the Chicago White Sox to a 3-year deal. Terms were unavailable before we went on the air. He hit 304. Listen to this. He hit 304 with 15 home runs, 75 ribbies for the White Sox.
Wow.
Can you imagine adding that to already a strong team that the Astros have? I mean, that's going to really put them over the top again. But losing Justin Verlander is going to be those are big shoes to fill. Because he's a Cy Young Award winner. I mean, for God's sake. He's really, really good. And why he didn't take the $25 million, I don't know. I think he's going to go because, you know, his wife is, right?
Justin Verlander. Let's see. Who did he marry? Gosh, I'm still stuck on the Tom Brady thing with Giselle. I still can't
get
over
it. She's blonde. She got a full sweater.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. A full sweater. And I love her. She's okay as an actress. What's her name, though? Help me out. Help me out.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh,
we're going to continue the show, and we're going to go back. When we deal with Justin later on in the show, we'll have the answer for you. I'm not going to give it away. Now everybody has to stay. Listen, you're not going to leave because you want to know who this girl is. This guy's worth, you know, $35, $40 million for a year because I think what he really wanted to do, Patricia, was to get a multi-year contract. Where he could stay in Houston for like 2 or 3 more years. And I don't think that click, the one they just fired, the GM, he wanted to give it to him. Right. And so that could be one reason click out of the door. And, you know, when you lose a Justin Verlander, he just won a Cy Young Award at 39 years old. I mean, he's not washed up at all. And why wouldn't you give him a couple years? Give him a 2-year contract if it makes him happy. So what? I mean, you got more ball players on that team that suck. You got some guys you can get rid of. I mean, every team has that. You got bench warmers that suck. And they come out, the pinch hit, and they never get a hit. You know, pinch hit all right. Only thing it's pinching is their butt on the bench. You know, it's like, I just look at it that way. And
the cheek and the chewing gum that they do, you know, gum to cheek. My goodness.
Right.
But will the Dodgers lean more on the farm system or a free agency to assemble a top-notch team? I wonder on that.
Well, I think it's going to be a little of both because they had the best team in baseball they bought. And where did it take them? See, the problem is when you get a lot of stars together, you got a lot of egos. And they don't play together as a team. You look at the Houston Astros and the Phillies. They all played as a team because, you know, they had a few stars, but they're not loaded down with at every position with a star because you know what comes with stars? Them big egos, Patricia, you know that.
Absolutely.
And so when you look at the LA Dodgers, they're going to have to start building some from the farm system because the farm system has always replenished athletes and teams and made them better each year. Because you've had, you know, like the shortstop, Jeremy Remy, from the Astros. He was an MVP, remember, in the playoffs. And he came from the farm system. And so you got rookies that can come up and make a major play. And that's what the Dodgers need. Well, if you can't win the big one, I don't need you here paying you $30, $40 million.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why you need them? And if you can't win the big one, it's all about going to the World Series like the Phillies and the Astros did. And where were the Dodgers? They were sitting in La La Land down there, you know, watching everybody else in the World Series.
Right. So then, in other words, the farm system's better than the free agency. I like to say it's like my salmon. I like to pick free stream because there's no additives. But hey, what do I know? Farm raised fish or free agent?
Well, just as long as you don't have any poop on your cleat, you know, you don't have any poop on the cleats, they'll be fine.
Greens,
you know,
in that manure yard. Yep. Pretty, but boy, is it not when it smells. So you know what, Eddie? You know what we're gonna do?
What is it, honey?
We're going to all bust it up.
All bust it up.
Oh, bust it up. Let me tell you something. Hey, Mattress Mack, Jim McElvey did some busting up of his own. He took them for $75 million. And them, all those Caesars and MGM and everybody else, they were shaking in the boots when Mattress Mack came. And you know what he did to all the people that bought mattresses for $2,000? He gave them $6,000 back. Can you imagine that?
Well,
that's what
that
kind of guy Mattress Mack is. Yeah, he's just a cool dude.
Yeah,
he's just really cool.
Merry Christmas, you know.
Merry Christmas, ho ho ho!
Make it rain, hey. Baby. Make it rain. Make that money rain.
Hey, let me tell you, $75 million in winnings. I mean, he parlayed that thing, man. He took that $10 million and really parlayed it. He took $3 million. You know, and would have wagered at 10 to 1 odds. That's $30 million right there.
Well, he knows what he's doing, Eddie. And you know what we're doing next? We're going to be right
what
back
doing, honey?
With more Mouthing Off.
Mouthing Off all around the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back. You're listening to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts. I'm Patricia Summerlin, along with my amazing co-host, Fast Eddie Mansfield, the continental lover.
The one and the only, Patricia.
Talking college football. Auburn is hiring Hugh Freeze back to the SEC as head coach of Auburn. Eddie, what do you think about that?
I don't like the choice. You know, Hugh coached at Liberty from 2019 to 2022. Not my choice. I just don't have the belief in him, and I want to tell you why. You know, Hugh's coached at Ole Miss from 2012 to 2016 in the SEC, and he, you know they say, Patricia, about a country song, three chords and the truth? Hugh Freeze's song is three chords and a prayer, because that's what he's going to need when he shows up at Auburn, because he just doesn't have it. I mean, they ran him out of Ole Miss. And they're going to flat run him out of Auburn, because I don't believe he has the charisma that Auburn needs. And we had talked about that. You remember when we talked about a few weeks ago about they need to hire Deion Sanders to bring
That's
in some
right.
some
yes.
really, really charismatic play on the field. And yeah. He knows how to coach winners. And they didn't do that. They went and hired Hugh Freeze from Liberty University, that he should have stayed where he was. Because let me tell you something. When they ran him off at Ole Miss in the SEC, they ran him off because he didn't win. And if you don't win at Auburn, just ask the coach. They just fired. They got rid of him. In the SEC, if you don't win, you get fired. They're going to show you the door. And they're going to say, don't let the door hit you where God split you. Have a nice day. And that's what they're going to do to him. Hugh Freeze, he's a freeze, all right.
He's a freeze.
He's a freeze. He's just not my kind of dude, you know, at all.
Yeah, and I think Deion Sanders is an excellent choice, and I don't know what they're doing. My gosh, that's just pure dumb.
Yeah, you got to put the pop back in the dumb. You got to put the fizz back in the pop, and you know Deion can do that. And it's you know, you got to be a charismatic guy. You know, if you. You're dealing with younger guys, and when you show them what to do, well, he can show them. I've been in, you know, world championships. I've been in the NFL Pro Bowl. I've been this. I've been that. I was Showtime. I was the best defensive back in the NFL. So you better listen to me, because I can take you to the promised land. Hugh Freeze is going to, that's when hell freezes over with this joker right there.
Right. That's what it just doesn't make sense. It's just poor decisions. Poor decisions. I just don't get it. Yeah. But headed to conference championship weekend, here's my top seven.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Give them to me, baby.
Right. Number one is Georgia. Number two is Michigan. Good for Michigan. Uh-huh. Woo. I think they pushed Ohio State back with that win. Number three, TCU.
Yes,
Number four.
You better watch them.
Right? USC. Oh, yeah, they moved up the ladder, my USC.
Yeah, you're a homer, girl. That's your homer. That's your homer right there.
That's right. Right? Number five, Ohio State. Number six is Alabama. Ooh, and, you know, number seven is Penn State. But Alabama, number six, they went down. They slid.
Boy, they did.
They way back. Yeah,
they got their butt slapped this year. And the University of Georgia, let me tell you something. I'll tell you what's going to be a good game. If there'll be two good games if it ever happens, and I don't know if it will, but Georgia against Michigan, 1-2. But Michigan better watch TCU. TCU out of Fort Worth, Texas, they got a great ball team. And TCU can put up some numbers. You know, it'd be a good game between TCU and USC. Let's go to this. Hey, number one, Georgia. Putting a whipping on Georgia Tech. Wow, the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. What do you want? 37-14. Number two, defeated Ohio State. 45-23.
Ouch.
Can you believe that? You know who number two was, don't you?
That's a
I held that back. It's Michigan. Michigan whipped them like a dog, like they should have. And number three, TCU. I told you how good these boys are. They destroyed Iowa State, 62-14. And number four, USC. You're a homer girl. You're a homer girl. Defeated them. Them old redneck Irish boys from Notre Dame, 38-27.
That's right.
And number five, Ohio State. Let's say it again for all you Buckeye fans out there. Ohio State got beat by Michigan. And number six, Alabama defeated Auburn. And that's how come that coach not there. 47-20. And number seven, Penn State Nittany Lions beat Michigan State, 35-17. You know something? There's some good teams right there. Those that top seven you picked, they're really – you did a great job with that. And
strong teams.
As you do each and every week, you know. And I'm proud to work with you. But when you look at Georgia and Michigan, that's going to be a real good matchup. And I think that's going to happen.
Well, I'm just thankful that USC is in there. You know, we got one since all of our other teams are kind of went.
You can make it up.
Yeah, I have my windbreaker. Yeah, USC proudly. I wear it when I'm there, and I have my little pom poms. So, yeah. But you know what, Eddie? You know what we're doing, and you know what it's time for. Let's go to the Jabronis of the week.
Salute the sports personalities that have royally stunk up the joint.
Nope, must have been the dog.
Here's Fast Eddie Mansfield with his Jabronis of the Week.
Oh, my God. The Jabronis of the Week, Patricia? It can be only one. I told you that hell's going to freeze over.
Yes.
You freeze hard at Auburn is my Jabroni of the Week. He is the guy for Auburn. They needed someone, and I said it before, with more charisma. Like the Continental Lover, and bring more of a winning attitude. And that's what I have. I win at all costs. And that's what they need at Auburn. And because, you know something? Auburn has really sucked for a few years. And they had a pristine program at Auburn. It's not that they don't spend the money and they don't get the recruits, Patricia. But you know something? You got to have a coach that can go in there and motivate them. You know, not put them to sleep.
I just
believe that old Freeze is just not the kind of dude that Auburn needs. They need more of a guy that has that charisma and can go in. You know, it's like Jimmy Johnson. You know, he used to. I used to love to watch Jimmy Johnson. You know, and I've watched so many tapes of Jimmy Johnson coaching. And I've had the privilege, you know, as a television producer and producing, you know, NFL football and other, you know, football. I got to see and watch the tapes of Jimmy Johnson and the way that he coached with you know, prior, you know, to the coaching, you know, like Jason was in there, you know, and I would watch tapes of how he motivated the Cowboys. He'd get in their head and teach them, you got to be the best.
Yeah, and that's the way they need. You know, it's just like wrestling.
Winning's everything.
Yeah,
you
got to get that motivation.
You know, in the wrestling business, we used to make sure that we put on a show every night, and we sent people home happy. And, you know, they got their money's worth because we went out there and busted our hineys and our bones and everything else. I was stabbed seven different times, you know, so it is what it is. And if you want to be the best, I didn't get the top 10 in professional wrestling by accident. I was a superstar out of 3,000 guys. And that takes a lot to do, Patricia. You know that in our business.
Absolutely.
And I was in the top 10 most hated, top 10 tag team with Bad Bad Leroy Brown. And it's like, I had a good run. But, absolutely. You know, you just have to be able to do what you have to do to win. It's not a joke. You know, yeah. You don't show up and get in that ring and make an ass out of yourself when you don't know your craft.
Well, and the worst
you got to know your craft.
Absolutely, you got to know your craft. But the worst part is that what we did in the ring, we got paid a heck of a lot less than what all these all-star players are playing, okay? From college to
my God.
NFL, come on. I mean, if we just had
all the money I drew for these stinking stealing promoters. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And, and I'd have to for my money. And I'll be coming back, my head bleeding. I got stab wounds. I'm getting 13 stitches sewed up by Doc Schwartz in L.A. You probably remember him.
Yeah.
And at the Olympic Auditorium. I mean, every time I got stabbed, it was before I even got to the ring.
That was a good show. That was a good show.
I had a lot of heat. And so, you know, I used to talk really bad about people and, you know, people didn't like me and that's fine. I got paid to do that. You know, I didn't want them to like me and they didn't. And so, you know where we're going to go now, don't you?
We are going on a break. We're going to leave all our mouthing off listeners, but not for long because we're going to be right back.
All over the world.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
Bring more joy to your world when you find what you love and love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and more.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as
heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites, fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Get everyday banking with a better vibe. A vibe that feels like you woke up on the right side of the bed, found the perfect parking spot, or found your keys where you left them. Get the NetSpend All Access account. Reinventing modern, everyday mobile banking with perks that add up. Banking services provided by Pathward NA. Get started today at netspend.com. Deposit account is established by Pathward NA, member FDIC. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans. They'll let you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back with Mouthing Off, along with its 2.5 million listeners. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with the superstar herself, Sunny, the California girl, Patricia Summerlin.
Thank you, Eddie. Hey, you know, saints are...
It doesn't get any better than you.
Oh, why, thank you. You know, but let me tell you, the Bucks and Falcons have frustrating finishes. Oh, imagine that. And not talking.
You think? I wonder why. I mean, you know, when you look from the Saints, they come up empty. When you look at the Bucks, oh my goodness. The Browns beat the Bucks 23-17 in overtime. You know, Patricia, Nick Chubb had a big rushing day of over 100 yards, which takes him over 1,000 yards for the year. That's not too bad.
That's not bad at all.
Playing for the Cleveland Browns.
That's right.
Not for the Cleveland Browns, especially. And the Bucks could join the worst division leaders in the past 20 years.
That's terrible.
If they're division leaders, I guess it isn't all bad, is it?
It's like, the GOATs left the building. Where did he go? Where did Tom Brady go? I think he's out in the pasture.
Yeah, they got a 5-6 record. I mean, you know, when's the last time Tom Brady's lost 6 games? I mean, I can't even remember.
Oh, it's terrible. I got to tell you. If the Bucks finish strong and win 4 of their 6 games to get to the 9-8 finish with 6 weeks left only in the regular season, none of the 4 NFC South team has a winning record. So, you know, it really, the NFC sucks. It just sucks.
Well, it does suck. Can you believe that the division leading Tampa Bay 5-6 with a losing record is coming off an overtime loss to the Browns? NFC South winner could have a losing record. Can you imagine you're going to win the division with a losing record? That's sad.
Very.
Okay. Now, as a coach, you're going to go out and say to all your players, I want you to play just like those Buccaneers play. They're really tearing up the league, man. They're 5-6, but they're ahead in the division. They're losers, but they're still ahead because the division sucks so bad. I mean, can you imagine? I haven't even heard of this before, but every team in the NFC South has a losing record. Unbelievable, Patricia.
Yep. I would say that's the first time.
What is going on in the NFL?
In a long time. Long time, you know, and this is when Tom Brady really needs to pull out his, I don't know, his head out of the clouds, maybe. I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. He better learn how to win quick, because I think he forgot.
He doesn't have much time.
You know, yeah. You know? When I think that when he signed that divorce papers, that's where his brain went. And you know, and then, I mean, I can't remember whenever Tom Brady had 6 losses. You know, I think their coach sucks too, the Bucks. You know,
yeah.
He's really bad.
Yeah,
Todd Knowles. I can't stand him as a coach. They need to fire him and bring back the other guy. And you know, some NFC East. Remember this, Patricia, and fans. NFC East has by far the toughest division. New York Giants, they're 7-4. Cowboys are pretty close to 7-4. Eagles in Washington, that's a tough division.
Indeed.
I mean, look at that. Every one of them is in Washington. They don't even have a real name for a football team, but they're knocking off people left and right. I mean, you know, they went from the great Redskins, and we told that story last week, and to I don't know what it is. And it doesn't really matter. The Commanders. I guess Biden named them, you know. I don't know. It's like it sucks. Whatever it does, it sucks. And they only have a W on the helmet. It's kind of like Pop Warner football. You know what I mean?
Maybe that W in time, maybe it's going to stand for winner, though, Eddie. Maybe that commander just gives them more of a push with that kind of title. You know, they feel stronger. Obviously, it's doing something. Yeah. So, I mean, good for them.
I would just call them the Washington football team. That's it. I wouldn't give them another name. You know, that's it. They should have. You know, it's like we said about Cleveland. You know, they came up with that goofy name. They should have went back to the Indians and or the Spiders. But, well, God, what Washington came up with, oh, my goodness. No wonder you got so many politicians in Washington. They all goofy. You know, they're idiots.
Well, we don't even want to go there. Boy, don't get me started.
No, I'm not going to go there because Darren would spank me. So what we got coming up, Patricia?
Oh, well, you know, I'm excited about my power play of the week, perhaps. And I think it's going to be a pretty good power player. And we're going to go with Nick.
Well, I'm fixing to tell you.
Oh, hey, are you telling
Patricia,
me? Oh,
Let me introduce you. Let me introduce the superstar, Patricia Summerlin's power player of the week.
Now, my power player is Nick Chubb, who hits 1,000 rushing yards for the fourth time in his Browns career. I think, he deserves some accolades, that's for sure. Cleveland, Ohio, I'm not going to say Cleveland. I have friends in Toledo and other parts of Ohio, so I'm kind of proud. And so is a lot of my friends that are in Ohio. They're rooting for the Browns. But he's the running back. And he himself eclipsed 1,000 rushing yards in a single season on Sunday, which I'm pretty proud of that, for the fourth time in his career. So he actually, you know, beat Tom Brady, you know, Sonny's game versus the Buccaneers. Hey. He also stood at 997 rushing yards with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in Sunday's matchup when he approached his 19th carry of the game. As a quarterback, pretty darn good. Jacoby Brissett snapped the ball. Chubb ran left and grabbed 6 yards to hit his milestone. His rookie year is the only season he didn't reach 1,000 rushing yards, finishing the 2018 season with 496. Chubb finished the game with 26 carries for 116 yards and the game-winning touchdown in overtime. So you know what, Eddie? I'm pretty proud.
What?
Of Chubbs.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. You know, Nick Chubb, how about them dogs? He's a Georgia Bulldog.
I was just going to say.
And he's really, really good.
That's right.
Yeah. How about them dogs? And so, you know what's round on both ends and high in the middle, Patricia?
I don't know, Eddie. What is it?
Ohio.
There you go. Ohio.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Ohio. And, hey, congratulations to Nick Chubb. And hey, that was a perfect power player of the week because Nick Chubb, you know, gaining 1,000 yards, you know, with the Cleveland Browns is no small task. And when you look at it, hey, Nick Chubb, he's always been a great runner. And it was him and Sonny Michel. And Sonny Michel went to the New England Patriots. And Chubb went to Cleveland. And it looked like that Sonny Michel really got the best end of it, but it really didn't. It looked Nick Chubb and those Cleveland Browns are starting to play some ball. But you know something? They got a guy coming back, Watson, that I have absolutely no respect for. And, he's had to settle 24 lawsuits for molesting women.
Oh my God.
He's got a couple more to go, and he's supposed to start back in a week or so. And I just can't support the NFL when they do stuff like that.
Why are they doing that against
women? And
that's right. Didn't he just get out and he was locked up or something? This guy?
No, he wasn't locked up. They had him, and they paid him like $250 million to Cleveland Browns.
They got rid of
the other quarterback, you know, and it's like, why would you want a molester on your team. Because, hey, if you've done it 24 or 5 times, you got a problem.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
You can't tell me you don't have a problem. You got a real problem. And I'm not going to support it. And that's how come I don't pull for the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson. And that's his name.
That's it. Deshaun Watson.
So just remember.
Yep.
Yeah, because he did all this in Houston, Texas. As a quarterback for the Texans.
Wow, what a pig. And he's a scumbag. He's a glorified rapist then. If they let him back on the team and he's able to make all that money.
Well, he's going to start this coming week.
Yeah, but that doesn't what type of image is that saying for the NFL? What is that putting out there? If you're allowing thugs like this who has raped many women, not just, you know, 2 or 3, apparently, right? As you said, umpteen women, and you're letting him back as if it's okay? It's okay to be a star?
Well, he would go into all these massage parlors and molest the girls in there because he didn't think that they were going to say anything. And he settled 24 lawsuits, and he's got a few more to do.
Wow.
So if you have to settle 24 lawsuits against women, you got a problem, pal. You're going to play in the NFL. What are you showing young people coming up? It's okay to molest women. I mean, what is that okay? I mean, I have a real problem with that, Patricia.
Well, I don't know why he was convicted and put behind bars, though. That's, you know, so he's.
Well, how you allow him to be back in the NFL?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, how, as quarterback your team, he's going to be the face of your team. He's a face of the Cleveland Browns. A piece of trash like that. Can you imagine?
That's disappointing to
me. He is. He's a piece of trash.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to pull for the Cleveland Browns. I hope they lose every damn game. But Deshaun Watson, he's a proven woman molester.
Wow.
And I didn't make it up. All you got to do is just read the headlines. They ran him out of Houston, and they sent him to Cleveland. And Cleveland was stupid enough to take this guy and pay him $250 million and send Baker Mayfield to Carolina. I mean, what is the ownership of the Cleveland Browns really thinking?
They're not.
Is this good? What kind of image? I mean, what kind of image are you betraying to the younger kids and the women that come to the games?
Yeah, they're not.
I mean, to me,
that's
Patricia,
disappointing to hear.
It just blows my mind. It's sad. It's really sad when you think about it, Patricia.
And no wonder why all these NFL players, you know, end up doing these crazy things, and they think it's okay, and they get by with it. You know what I mean? And they get glorified almost. It's okay. They get a slap on the hand, and here we're going to pay you all this money. You know, that's so sad. Well, I don't know. Yeah, that guy should. Bars, that's all I got to say. And if Cleveland Brown was smart, the team, the ownership of them, they should just bump them out, say, sorry, we're not going to have you back.
Yeah, I changed my mind, you know, and just get rid of him. And I'm just not into it. And I'm not going to ever be into it. And I want us I hate to even talk about this anymore. The floor is all yours, Patricia.
Thank you. We're going to be back with more Mouthing Off right after this pause for the cause.
Mouthing Off, all over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All over the world.
I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, the continental lover, a rich woman's lover, and a poor girl's dream, along with my co-host, the superstar herself, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny, the California girl.
Thank you, Eddie.
Patricia, we're smoking hot tonight, boy, I guarantee you.
Oh, it's like, whew, you know, put out the flames or don't. But you know what? I do want to say thank you. Thank you for voting and, you know, just supporting me through Fab 40. I appreciate it. And please continue and vote. Just find me, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Just find me. Hit that link. Vote, vote, vote. I would so appreciate it because I want to win this competition so I can tell my story in New Beauty Magazine, 2-page story. I would be so excited and so happy to do so. So thank you again.
Yeah. And everybody vote for her. You hear me? Because we all winners on this show, mouthing off. The only sports show that counts. Never forget that. Justin Verlander, we want to congratulate you for the Cy Young Award. Chubb, we want to congratulate you for 1,000 yards with the tired-ass Cleveland Browns. And you just made a joke bringing Watson in as your quarterback. And I sign off on the Cleveland Browns. And, oh, by the way, the Bengals won this week. So they that Skyline Chili's working. You know, so
it's back.
They're back. They're back.
The cinnamon kick is kicking. Yeah. Good for the Cincinnati Bengals, right? And you know,
oh, absolutely.
We do have to say about Justin Verlander's beautiful wife, that Kate Upton, right, Eddie? That uptown.
Oh,
girl.
Yeah. Full sweater and that blonde hair. That's it. That's Kate Upton right there.
That is right.
You know, and that's a good thing. That's kind of like Sunny the California girl, you know.
Oh boy, that with Aquanet.
Let me tell you, hey, that Patricia, she's got a face for television. Believe me, just not radio, and I can tell you that.
That's right.
Because I sit next to her all the time
with that Fab 40.
Because you're so fine, you're finer than elderberry wine. That's pretty good.
Ooh,
finer
like
than wine.
That rhymes.
I guarantee you.
And you know what we've got to do?
What we got to do?
That's it for Mouthing Off this week. We're gone. So long, everybody. And thank you for listening.
See ya.